Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello, welcome
Happy
back to
Monday.
Advice. It's
Monday.
It's Monday. It's Monday. It is Monday.
Ugh, I would hate to hear that chant every Monday.
Yeah, well, that's good. Sorry,
guys.
Don't do it every Monday. If you're driving to work, I hope you get there safe. Eyes on the road.
Speed.
Floor it, but eyes on the road. You should be fine. And I hope everybody's hydrated. I hope your coffee hit like extra today, you know, and like sometimes your coffee just doesn't hit. Oh. I hope that's not today for you.
I just had a really good coffee. I got Joe and the Juice.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had their coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had their Americano. It's really good. Ooh, it's really good.
No coffee for me today.
No.
No. No, no, no. I don't think you could just tell when I'm not going to be able to handle it or not. And I don't think I'll be able to handle it. I'm also getting over some type of migraine right now. Mm-hmm. Just feeling buzzy in the head and just not 100%. So caffeine is not going to make it any better.
No, never.
Well, arguably people say caffeine does help migraines, but I would rather sit with this than sit with this
anxiety. Yeah. No. Yeah. Coffee's been hitting extra hard for me lately.
We found a new coffee spot.
Yeah.
Down the road. It's weird to call it.
There are no roads in New York City.
It's not a road. It's a street.
Street.
Down the street at a bodega. Such good iced coffee.
And so cheap.
Oh yeah. Like I think $3.
Yeah. That's what makes it so good.
That's pretty cheap for New York coffee, by the way. I realize that may not be that cheap everywhere else.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Like a fancy coffee from
Maman.
Even Joe and the Juice, that was like $6.
An Americano?
Yeah.
That's pretty standard to me.
Yeah.
Well, no. I guess Americanos are cheaper, huh?
No, I think they're more expensive than iced coffee.
Oh.
Espresso is more expensive than
Right, you're right. And like the process to pull it, like coffee you just pour. Right? I don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares? Shut up, guys.
Last week I went on a little Sunday date and it was all of my planning. And this Sunday my boyfriend planned something and I have a really strong feeling we're going to a Broadway show.
Really? Which
one? Yeah. We've been talking.
Like what have you been talking about?
We've been talking a lot about Lion King.
Oh.
But we've also been talking a lot about Harry Potter, but he knows I've seen that one. But I've said he loves Harry Potter. I've said so many times, I will for sure see it again with you.
You guys, if you have not seen Harry Potter on Broadway.
You guys have to go.
If you can, please do. It's so cool. And like, we're not big Harry Potter people. Like, we're not like diehards or anything.
No.
We still loved it that much.
Yeah. And
so
to
if
be
you're
honest,
a diehard, fucking run it.
Yes. And I don't really, like, I know the story, but
right.
I don't know all the details, and you don't need to know all the details to go to this.
Right.
It just really is a very magical show.
It's so cool. I wouldn't say there's a bad seat in the house either.
No.
Like, they were so good at really, like, bringing every seat into the show. It's just so good. If, you know, we haven't seen a lot, so maybe we can't speak too much on Broadway yet, but from what we have seen, that is a fucking show.
It's a show. Yeah. So it's either one of those two shows. I don't think he would get the Harry Potter one knowing I've seen it before. I think that'll be one where like I'll get it and
You'll,
I'll be like,
yeah,
you need come to on, see let's this. Just go. You need to see it. I think it's probably going to be Lion King. Ooh. If it's a Broadway show, I could be like hyping it up, but I have a really strong feeling it's a Broadway show.
Well, tomorrow's rainy, right?
No, tomorrow's 65 and sunny.
Oh, he's not going to take you to Broadway show though. You guys will probably go do something. Well, he planned
this before we knew the weather.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
And so we were on the phone. He was like, he told me, we're really bad at surprises. He's like, you want to just know? And I'm like, yeah, tell me. And he's like, no, I'll save it. But on the phone, he was like, it's a ticketed event. And he was getting the tickets while we were on the phone. And he was like, no, that one's kind of tucked too far. So I know it's some kind of show. Seating. Yeah, seating.
Because not even a concert would be standing.
Right. And I thought we'd been going to a lot of museums. So when he said ticketed event, I was like, okay, we're going to another museum. But then he was like, no, this one's kind of tucked. So I'm like, okay, this is it. Yeah, we've been talking about it too. I'm so excited. Right.
It's going to be so good. I've heard nothing but good.
Great about those shows.
Like one of like the number one Broadway shows.
Yeah.
Playing.
And I just love the story of Lion King. Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm going to cry.
Oh, you're going to fall.
I'm so excited.
I could tell it's going to be so like moving to all the music and like live drums and like. It's going to be,
I hope that's it. I hope this, I'm not just like.
If it's not, you guys will go.
Right.
Like, then you'll make even more of a point to make it when you plan yours next Sunday.
Right.
Wow. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah. It's either that or I was thinking maybe a sporting event. We've been talking about going to a basketball game.
Oh my God.
But it is. I wanted so badly to look up like everything. I know we're going at 2 p.m.
Don't
look it up. I know. I'm not going to look it up.
Don't do it to yourself.
We have the shared note and last week it was my shared note and I put all the times and he's putting all of his stuff in our shared note. So
you're not supposed to look, right?
No, he's not putting. He was like, should I update the note? And I was like, yeah, just don't put where we're going. Just put times and stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be a surprise until it's going to be really nice out, like I said. So we're going to be riding city bikes. The morning we're gonna go get coffee or whatever, and then we're taking city bikes to wherever we're going. I'm
still trying to figure it out.
I know, me too. I'm like, if it's Madison Square Garden, you could totally ride bikes there. We could also ride bikes into Times Square, which is where Broadway is. Like, I don't know.
I'm just so excited.
Yeah, the bike thing, you can argue. You could ride anywhere, literally anywhere. You can go to Harlem.
Right.
You ride bikes to Harlem. It'd take forever.
Yeah, it'd be a long trip.
Tomorrow will be really nice though. Maybe I'll take myself out.
Go on a bike ride.
Yeah.
It's going to be so nice.
Sunny?
Go to the park. Yep.
Oh, maybe I'll take little baby stinky mom to the park.
I hope it still says it. I don't think this rain was predicted to be all day, but it seems like it might be.
Yeah, we're recording this on Saturday and it's ugly outside right now.
Look at 64 and literally pure sun on Sunday. And then 7 straight days of clouds after that.
Oh yeah. We gotta be outside all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's the UV index?
Ooh, should go tan on the we can't. Our roof is closed.
What?
Our roof has been closed for all of this. They're doing scaffolding and facade reconstruction on our building. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how they access. So all of their equipment's up there right now.
Oh, and then they.
Yeah, that's how they get onto the thing. They have, you know, those things that go up and down the sides of buildings. It's literally right outside of my bedroom window.
Yeah.
And they're working on the probably like 2 to 3 floors above and below me. And they're just up and down all day right next to my window. It's exhausting.
But we saw a girl working. It was so cool to see.
She up there in jeans too. She's like, fuck yeah, I do this.
She's cool.
UV index for tomorrow.
It's going to be 0. There's no way.
Well.
65 is still kind of cold. And
4.
Maybe if I just lather myself in bacon grease.
Yeah, I love a good 8 and 9.
7 is like the lowest I'll go to start tanning.
Right.
So after that, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Unless it's a nice day, then it's just nice to be like out declothed in the sun.
64 though.
That's a nice day.
It was 60 when I went bike riding in Napa and I was like, it was a nice day.
Yeah. It was, I think it was like 68 in LA when I like wasn't wearing a jacket and I was walking around in a tank top.
Yeah. We don't need jackets tomorrow for sure.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Tomorrow is just going to be great.
Sunday fun day.
Woo-hoo.
Before we continue today's episode, we're going to take a quick break for today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is ZocDoc, which is a free app that allows you to search, find, and book doctors in your area.
So not only does ZocDoc have like every specialty under the sun, but you can also enter your insurance and filter all of the doctors who offer your insurance, who's in network.
Yeah, it's super helpful too. They have this checklist where ZocDoc will actually remind you like, hey, it's been a year since you had your annual checkup. It's been 6 months since your dental cleaning. And it really holds you honestly accountable to what appointment you need next.
And what I love is you do everything through the app. So if for any reason you need to reschedule, you don't have to call the doctor's office and be like, hi, do you have next Wednesday actually? You literally just do it all through the app. You don't have to talk to anyone. It's great for introverts.
That is. The typical wait time to see a doctor is between 24 to 72 hours, but sometimes you can even score same day appointments.
All the doctors on ZocDoc have patient reviews, but they also have pictures of the doctor. So if you're looking to like get your gynecologist and you want a female, you can,
that's a big one.
You could really suss the vibe of the doctor. Yes. And it is really important to make sure you connect with your doctors as well.
Yeah. I feel like ZocDoc really came in handy when we first moved too, and having to like reestablish all of our doctors. It was nice to just do everything in the app. Again, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
Go to ZocDoc.com/advice and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/advice. ZocDoc.com/advice.
Thanks, ZocDoc.
So as you guys know, we've been watching Vanderpump, and we just started season four, and shit's getting crazy. Shit's been crazy. Yeah. This show is just crazy. This is so nuts.
How they are friends the way at they all.
Treat each other.
The way they treat each other, the way they just fuck each other. and then like all blame each other for being bad people and cheating, but then they're all cheaters. Like, it's nuts.
I don't understand it, but I will eat up every minute.
Oh yeah.
I think that's like psychologically, I think that's why people love trash reality TV. It's because it's fixing a part of you that you know you'll never touch.
Yeah, it's the thrill of it.
And it's like,
it's like, I'll never do that, but I'm indulging.
What would I
in
do
it.
If I was in that situation?
I'm indulging in their wrongdoings,
right?
In their sins.
Their sins. Right now they let's see. Also, no spoilers. I know there's like current seasons right now.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about anything. Yeah. So please don't say anything in the comments. But this is what I do know as of now. Jax has a new girlfriend. Her name's Brittany, I believe. And then James and Kristen are doing terribly. They actually just broke up.
He just broke up with her because he had sex with someone else.
Yeah.
And then went on a date with Lala and then made out with Lala the night that he broke up with Kristen. He's a child.
Embarrassing.
So we just met Lala.
Yeah, just met Lala. She started working there. What else? Oh, we haven't seen Stoss this whole season so far. I don't know if she's supposed to come back. I don't know anything, so don't spoil.
Sheena's going through shit with Shay.
Oh, yeah, dude, that broke my heart, actually. Yeah,
like it's really sad.
That was really sad. And he came home. So he like went and stayed with his parents for a few days. And then he came home and everybody's there. I'm like, that's no way to welcome home somebody who's struggling with addiction. Like,
right. And then Sheena's
cameras too.
Sheena's just sitting there like, oh, I just want him to like have a happy medium with his like alcohol intake. Like, just have a couple drinks. And she's just clearly not understanding how addiction works.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
I love her, though. I do. I like, she's such like a...
She's just so Sheena.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm at a loss for words. She means well. She's such like,
I think she's
a
just
girly girl. Yeah. Like, she's just...
And she's just really young right now.
Yeah, really young. And just, I don't know. I think she likes to live in La La Land. And for some reason, it works for her.
Yeah.
Like, she's able to do it.
And
I don't know.
Out of all of them, she is the only, like, good friend.
Yeah. She's the realist.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that she does, like, I'll put in quotes, wrong is when one of her homies, like, obviously, Ariana and Kristen have beef. and she's over here like still kicking it with Kristen.
She plays both sides for sure.
That would like low key irritate me. Like if you and I were in that situation, you're still hanging out with the person that literally like
right.
fucked my ex or something. I'd be like, hey, like where's your loyalty?
Right.
But I will say other than that, she like she's not out here like flirting with nobody. Like she's pretty loyal. Generally,
she's like super loyal, but
it's a pick your poison type of show, and I pick her because she's less poisonous.
Exactly, and she just gives everyone the maximum benefit of the doubt.
Every benefit ever is through Sheena.
Yes, which you know you can't fault people like that.
Yeah,
I relate, but again, it is a little too. It's beyond
for the type of stuff that she's still remaining loyal to these people through, like. The Ariana and Tom thing, like that is kind of crazy.
Right.
That's a little, I don't know. Like I said, if we were in that situation, like
I'd be like, why are you so friends with her?
Are you kidding?
Right. What do you see in her?
Why, like, why is she at your birthday knowing I'm here?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. But we are talking about shit that happened in 2015. So
yeah, it's irrelevant now.
It's irrelevant now.
I can't wait to catch up. I know. And like, I want to know everything going on right now.
I know.
Feel left out.
I know everything going on. And I love like watching your fresh reaction to everything.
Yeah.
Just because like, I don't know. You're, I don't know. It's cool. It's cool to see.
What? Or you can't tell me.
I can't tell you. Yeah.
I know the term Scandoval.
Okay.
I know the term. Do I know what it means? No. Do I obviously know it involves Tom Sandoval? Yes. Right. Based off the name. But like,
you don't know anything.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
And you don't know, like, you're meeting characters and. Characters. It's literally real life. You're meeting people who are introduced in these like earlier seasons, and you don't know like the impact that they're gonna have.
Yeah, one came on screen. We just met her, and you said, oh, Faith.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about Faith. All I know is she literally just started. She's training right now.
Yeah,
is she a hoot and a holler?
She gets into some shit.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second. Remember when she jumped on Tom?
No, she picked him up.
Yeah.
They were helping her get a new couch.
She was just like saying bye. And he like
picked him up.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
A hoot.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine working there. And Lisa Vanderpump just opened a new restaurant in Tahoe called A Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta go.
Oh, my God. Do you know what like kind of food it is? Is it fancy?
I think so.
Did we figure out if it's north or south?
I do not know.
Oh, because I'm going there for a bachelorette party.
You guys have to go.
I know.
Go.
Okay,
I have north to figure or south. Out. Where are you guys going?
South.
18 U.S. Highway 50 state line.
State line is yeah. south.
Can I see a map?
That's what I was
doing. Oh, my God, it's so pretty. Look at that. I wonder if it's at one of the hotels.
Probably. Oh, yeah. It's at Harvey's.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm going to make a res right now.
You have to. Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Ooh, my mom's gonna love that.
Oh, your mom's going?
Yeah.
Elements of every part of this venue will tie into the wolf, a highly intelligent and complex animal that is bold, strong, playful, mischievous, vicious, caring, and devoted to family. Did you see what Lisa posted recently?
No, I don't follow her.
I don't either. I just like, I'll be looking at her. Actually, I'm gonna follow her. It's a picture of like, a wolf on a body with like a business suit. And the caption is, where and who is this guy? I need him. And then this one, her photoshopped and talking to a wolf. Take a peek at the beginning of at wolf. Like, this is so bad. Who's running her Instagram?
Yeah, who's doing this?
Also, there's a new show, I think, called Pump Rules. Or is that what it's called? Something like that. It's a villa. And she's hiring a staff to like run this like estate, it looks like.
What?
I might be getting this wrong. God, don't kill me. But it's like a like a mansion.
Okay.
And they're the staff of the house, and people come and like, it's not even a house, it's a mansion.
Oh.
But it's,
is it like,
but it's like another,
like an Airbnb thing?
I think so. I think people can come and like rent out this for, you know, maybe weddings or whatever.
But okay.
They run, like they work on an estate rather than a restaurant.
Got it. Okay.
It looks good. We should start it.
Yeah, I'm down. There's also another spinoff.
What's it?
Don't look into it. No.
Can I even
know? It's called The Valley.
Oh, The Valley.
Yeah. But don't look it up.
What year?
I think this summer. That like it's this summer.
Oh, it's new.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet. Oh. It's probably this summer or fall or whatever.
Oh, it's
yeah.
new. I can't know who's in it.
No.
Fuck. All right, let's stop talking about it.
Okay. Just don't look up shit.
Okay, you know,
because I don't want you to be looking up new shows and then that come up and then you see shit.
I don't even look up their Instagrams because okay. I don't even want to know who they're with right now. Like, I'm staying.
You're just a little baby.
Yes, yeah, baby. I think I might need to start watching faster.
Yes, I think you're too in it.
Well, also, I'm also waiting for you. But since you know, like, do you mind if I just?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, we watch a lot.
But at
like
night, the other, I'm fiending, dude. You watch at night. I have a TV in my room.
Just
now.
Tell me when you watch at night, and I'll just put it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so you can like stay refreshed of what's going on. Yeah. Because you understand for the most part.
Yeah, I know all the points, but I like to see, like, you know.
Okay, then I'm gonna start watching at night.
Yeah. Just tell me when so that I know.
I'm gonna watch after this. Woo-hoo! I'm watching tonight and tomorrow. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll watch on my phone on a city bike.
Yeah. Go to the park.
Yeah, watch on my phone or bring my laptop or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my leg's really itchy. I think I'm just heckin' dry.
Yeah, you need some lotion.
I put on lotion, dude, and it just doesn't soak in.
Are you still doing it consistently
every day?
Huh. Yeah, maybe it's the weather.
Yeah, I also take really hot showers.
Oh,
I know, that scorches your skin.
Yeah, get one of those shower moisturizers.
The wet ones. Jergens one. Yeah. Wet ones.
Wet ones.
Wet wipes. I used to use that in high school.
Let's try it. There's probably other brand, like good brands out there now.
The only reason I don't love it is because, so afterwards you have to pat to dry. And then my towel is dirty to me now. Whereas usually if I'm just drying myself with my towel, I have like four
But now that
uses,
there's product on it.
It's dirty. Which I guess is
just
fine.
Just have a different towel. Have like a body towel. Like a smaller one to dab and then use your regular towel.
Bruh.
We went out on Wednesday with our friend Shelby and we vlogged all of it. So if you guys want to see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, it's such a good vlog.
The whole time Kristen was editing, she was like, fuck, I wish this was for my regular channel. But it's for our Patreon. So if you want to go see the vlog and see us on our night out, go check out our Patreon.
I loved vlogging for Patreon because there's like very minimal community guidelines.
Yeah.
There's still guidelines. I don't mean that so intensely, but can play music and you won't get copywritten. You can like smoke on camera and YouTube won't block it. I can't do any of that on my channel here on YouTube, so it's just
we're a little bit more so much loosey goosey on Patreon.
Yeah.
And a lot of our Patreon watchers/listeners said they loved the vlog, so we're going to be doing more vlogs on Patreon as well. So if you guys want a taste of that, go check out our Patreon.
I got a new camera too, which is a lot of fun to bring out. It's a lot smaller than like my big camera. I even feel like I'm getting more comfortable, and I'm like getting more shots of things that I wouldn't usually get shots of when I'm out. So
right, like tequila and mezcal, and
just taking shots with the camera.
Shots of mezcal are actually really fucking good.
That's what we had, mezcal, that one night we went out before our trip.
Yeah.
What were they called?
M&M's.
M&M's.
Mezcal and Amaro or something like that.
Yeah, Amaral.
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 I don't know.
Is that?
That's Devin's last
name. I was going to say.
Yeah.
I love how you knew what I said.
Because that's the only way that we know that word.
Yeah.
Is his last name. But I think it's also a liqueur. Amaro. Hmm. Amaral. Amaro.
Amaro.
Something. Should I look it up?
Just pictures of Devin.
I don't know. That might be only funny to us guys. We have a friend named Devin. And his last name's one of these words.
Yeah. Amarello.
Oh.
No, that's a color.
Oh. What color is Amarello?
Yellow.
Oh, I was going to say yellow.
Were you?
Only because it's yellow at the end. Did you look up M&M shot?
Yeah.
Did we make these up?
And mezcal and Amaro.
Oh.
It's Amaro Montenegro.
Amaro Montenegro?
Not Devin's last name.
Got it. Okay. I thought he was like an heir or something huge. We landed. He's like, what? Hey, well, I get all
thanks, guys. We get a cut. Yeah, really good shot.
Ow, bonked my head.
Oh, careful.
I know we don't usually do outfits of the day anymore, but look at my sweater and my socks.
Yeah, the flame. I didn't know the flames.
The flames at the top. It's like an Argyle sweater. It's from Teddy Fresh. Who else? And then the Argyle goes up to my neck. It's a V-neck sweater and then flames at the top. And then my socks are also flames.
Hot fire flames.
Teddy Fresh is the coolest brand ever.
They are. They're really cool. They're
like unbeatable. Like they really are one of a kind.
I was going to say they're all of their items. They're not trendy. They're so like true to the brand.
Yeah.
They're still trendy in that they're like cool and unique. And
they just play with colors and prints like crazy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be eye catching whether it's trendy or not.
Right.
And they're just so good at it.
And it works.
And the quality is really good. This sounds like a brand deal. Wish it was.
Yeah. One day.
Hey, everybody, let's put it out to the universe. I hope I have a collab with Teddy Fresh.
I don't see why they wouldn't want to work with you.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
And I'm fresh.
And you actually wear their stuff.
Oh,
every day.
Literally every day.
Every day.
This is all I wear. Yeah. So shout out Teddy Fresh. Check it out. Okay. So today's episode, I don't remember how I found this test. I guess it doesn't matter, but I usually like to have some backstory behind our creative for these episodes. I sent it to Alex though a few weeks ago when I was in LA. Again, don't know where I got it. Maybe a TikTok, probably a TikTok. But it's a test about the 13 feminine seduction archetypes. It's a quiz. So I don't we didn't take the quiz or anything. We're going to take it here on screen live from
New York. From New- Literally.
For you guys. And I don't know, it just looked cool. It has the archetypes kind of like the Myers-Briggs.
Yeah. Should we read this little intro paragraph?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What if your past lovers confessed the enigmatic quality that attracted them and held them in thrall? What if your friends, colleagues, and even your enemies divulged how you naturally command attention without even trying? Imagine what you could do with that kind of straight no chaser intel. It would be rare insight into the way the world sees you at your best. It would be a catalyst for embracing the real you.
Imagine that.
So cool. So the archetypes are like embodiments of how you own your own personality. That's how I had a conversation with my therapist about archetypes. Mm. But I don't think it had to do with seduction. I think it was like the overarching archetypes.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Myers-Briggs and all those other ones that we've done.
So this seems more tailored to the feminine aspect of those archetypes, which is really cool.
Yeah, they have some categories, the maiden, the mother, the queen, the mystic, the huntress, the sage, and the lover. And there's like secondary ones within that, but it also gives famous examples. So some female celebs that we can kind of
relate to, I guess.
Yeah. And see, like, I mean, a celeb is having to put themselves out there 24/7 as a brand and as like, yeah, just who they are, their name. And it'll be cool to see who we maybe come off as, and you guys watching us every week can tell us if this is accurate and like,
right. I'm also curious to see, a lot of you guys say you relate to either me or Kristen. If you get one of the same archetypes as one of us and if it like goes with whether or not you relate to us or me or Kristen and so forth.
Right.
That'd be cool.
It says the quiz serves two purposes. First, it offers insight into the unique way you generate attraction and inspire others. Secondly, your results help you see yourself in an entirely new light by offering a rare glimpse into the depths of your personality.
I love this. I feel like this is almost a form of what we kind of talked about in the feminine versus masculine episode and like what we embody to feel our most confident selves.
Yeah.
And I feel like taking a quiz to kind of prove that and give it like a title.
Yeah.
Will help us embody it even more. So I feel like once you
validating.
Know. Yeah, it's validating. And once you know more about yourself, you almost embody it even more so because you feel confident in it.
Yep.
So it's just like it plays into itself, which is really cool.
Humans just love taking little tests that tell us more about ourselves.
Exactly.
Like the hours I used to spend on fucking BuzzFeed.
Oh my God.
Like which colored pencil are you? Like tell me. And I need to know.
Right.
And it would always make sense.
And I'll make it true even if it doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Yeah. So take this as deep or as shallow as you want, but follow along if you want, or if not, maybe you'll learn something from this. Should we go through and say which ones we think we're going to be?
Yeah. Okay, so within the seven different archetypes, there's also either dominant lover definitions or secondary lover archetypes.
Mm. Oh, okay, I see. I wonder what the differences are. Like, what? Why would they be secondary, you know?
Right. So the queen, for example, the dominant lover archetype is the diva. The secret weapon is your regal presence and glamorous nature and chance. The famous examples are Beyonce, Pamela Churchill, and Isabel Pressler. And then the secondary is the empress. And the secret weapon for that is you instinctively make a man feel like a king. Okay, I get it. And so, the famous examples of that are Wallace Simpson, Marjorie Harvey, Madame de Pompadour.
Pompadour. What do you think the secondary means?
So like...
It's like not as intense?
So
like a counterpart?
Yeah. For this example, the diva, which is the primary, is like how you embody the queen. But then the secondary, which is you making your man feel like a king, is like how you exude the... archetype,
the way to be a queen.
Yeah,
you show you're a queen in different ways. Yeah. I get you. Okay, there's three that I think I might fall into.
Okay,
I don't know which one, but I think I'm either gonna be the bohemian, the coquette, or the enigma.
And bohemian and coquette are both, the huntress.
Yeah, the huntress. Secret weapon for the bohemian is your independent spirit and sexy devil may care attitude is irresistible. The coquette, secret weapon, is your emotional distance drives men to extremes, or the enigma, your deep introversion and soulfulness magnetizes. I don't know, though. That's just like, I don't know, reading them, like, I feel like...
You connect most with those.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't think I'm very elegant. The sophisticate?
So not me.
The sophisticate is you exude elegance, worldliness, and a touch of mystery. That's like Sophia Richie.
Yes. The sensualist. I feel like I relate to that. You are a fount of love, affection, and robust sensuality.
Yeah.
And that's the mother.
A mother.
A mother. I definitely relate to that one. The lady, which is the secondary lover archetype for the mother, is you satisfy a man's desire for a nurturing, all-consuming love. So I definitely relate to the mother.
Wait, the famous examples for the lady is Aisha Curry.
Love that. And Sandra Lee.
That's funny. I think I could also be, I didn't see this one before, the gaming.
I was just going to say, I relate to that one as well.
Natural charm and playful spirit lovers.
Lowers defenses.
Lowers defenses.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Too. Okay, well, this is what we're going to do. The test is 150 questions, which we didn't realize before going into this. We originally wanted to go through like we've done with other test episodes and like sit there and go through each question with you guys, but that would literally be like a 3-hour episode because
there were a lot of questions.
A lot of questions. And if we were trying to discuss each and every one, it would be insane. We already went through and took the quiz. We screenshotted some of the questions we feel like maybe have some polarizing answers that we can discuss with you guys. And then we have our results, but we haven't looked at them yet. We screen recorded it, but we haven't looked. So it will be a surprise with you guys. I'm going to get the screenshots of some of the questions and look at these pictures I saved last night. I was watching, have you seen the David Beckham docuseries? You should watch it.
You've seen it?
I just started it.
I've seen clips from it.
They're so cute. I was literally like, I saved pictures of them because they're so cute. Look at them.
Oh, hot.
No, he's so sexy. It's crazy.
Also, when we took the quiz, we noticed that we already say this? Our quizzes were out of order.
Yeah, even if you have the same link, like they just randomized the questions. So that was another reason why we couldn't do it on camera with you guys.
Right. So this is in no particular order. Okay. This first one. I daydream frequently. My fantasy life is a pleasant retreat from the real world. And I put definitely.
I put definitely too.
Definitely. I find myself like every time I zone out, I daydream. Yeah. But what I've realized within these past few years is I'm like an intentional daydreamer. Mm. And I feel like it's my form of manifestation.
Yeah.
I fully daydream about future lovers, future careers, future places that I live in. Like everything is about not intention and like not a fantasy version of my life, but a potential future version of my life. I know for a fact I've done this in the past and now I have what I've J-gymed about. Mm-hmm. So like, I know it is my form of manifesting. So it's just like, yeah.
I knew literally ditto. That's exactly how I feel about it too. And exactly how I do it. And I knew we'd relate on that because we're both Pisces moons.
I'm not a Pisces moon, remember?
No, you're not a Sag rising. We have the same two first ones. You're a Cap rising.
Cap rising.
But that's very Pisces, especially moon, just to like daydream. But like, I don't know, people see it as like aloof and like la la land, but that's not what Pisces are doing. That's not where Pisces live.
Okay. Because you say that, I'm going to read another one of mine.
Okay.
And it is, I seem aloof, but I'm really just an introvert. And I put definitely.
I put like second to last no.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I'm introverted. That's why.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only reason why I didn't click
really,
that.
Really? Yeah.
But I think I do seem aloof.
Yeah. I feel maybe aloof I just a lot am of the aloof time.
Right.
I feel aloof specifically in situations where I am like uncomfortable in coming out of my shell. So like in social situations.
We talked about this the other night.
Ew. The chair just like started.
It's just wind. It's just wind.
I hated that.
It's wind. Look, the other one's doing it too. It's heck of stormy outside.
Our chairs on our patio are just rocking back and forth.
No. It's just wind. It's crazy storm.
Yes. So when I'm like out in social situations and I know I'm just kind of like sitting there quiet, I could see it from like a out of my body perspective, and I know that I just like look like I'm sitting there.
Yeah, like looking around.
Right. But my wheels are turning and I just don't feel the need or want to engage in conversation at that point. So I think that's where my aloofness comes in. But
I never think you're aloof.
Thank you. I think you also just like know when I'm just sitting there.
I was gonna say, like all these type of quizzes we take, we're gonna have such different for each other, such different right. like opinions and perspectives, like, yeah. So it's hard for me to speak on, I guess, how it comes off. But yeah, because I know you're not. Right. So I know you're just like, you're probably just like not thinking about anything.
Yeah. I'm literally just like resting. Like, I'm chilling though. Like half
yeah,
the time
no,
when
fine.
I yeah, I'm just I don't just feel resting. Like I need to talk.
Yeah, that one. Maybe I am aloof, but I don't.
It's
I
not
don't necessarily
because
feel,
you're introverted.
Yeah. Right. I think if I'm aloof, you know what? It's because something else is on my mind.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like that, is when I'm distracted because I'm thinking about like something really intense that's going on in my personal life that I can't like.
Just like vomit onto the table.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like no, if there's something prominent in my life and I can't express it right then and there. Because like we're at dinner or something, like obvious scenarios where you can't just like, I have this going on. I sit there and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like I can't let it go. I can't push it to the side until I get home. Like if it's there, it's in the forefront of my mind until I do something about it.
I get that.
That actually flows perfectly into one of the questions I screenshotted. I solve problems by first seeking to understand them. I arm myself with information.
I screenshotted that one too, Kristen.
What'd you say?
I said definitely.
Yeah. I have to psychoanalyze everything.
100%.
I mean, we both, again, this is one of those things like I knew we were going to have a lot of the same answers for the like brain questions.
Yes.
We were going to have similar answers and like both always
our analytical side of us is very similar.
Exactly. Trying to understand without any bias
mm-hmm.
and wrap my head. I yearn to like wrap my head around why I'm in that situation in the first place so that I can learn how to avoid it next time. And like, just like psychoanalyze everything. Yeah. I said definitely too.
Yeah. I tend to look at things. I try and look at things from multiple perspectives
yep.
and understand from each side of it rather than like overanalyzing just my thoughts. I look at it 360.
I've learned I have to do that 360 or I will just like a snake eating itself, my own brain.
Right.
And that won't do anything.
No.
I've looking at it 360 has actually been something I've learned to do to help me rather than just spiraling in my own doom.
Yep. When men display weakness or emotional vulnerability, I lose interest. Never.
Never. Yeah, I said never too.
Never. Yeah. That is that's, such a part.
I want that.
Yeah, that's such a part of human connection when it comes to like intimacy for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able to break down your walls, then I'm like, oh, okay.
Then I'm safe.
Yeah. There's no judgment here. And no judgment is something I seek in every like human connection that I ever.
Platonic, romantic, yep. Whatever.
It's such a standard for me. And
me too.
When those walls are dropped in a romantic situation, I'm like, oh, it's fair game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Another one I screenshotted. I am a rebel at heart. I refuse to conform expectations and I don't need to fit into any group. I did the second to last on the definitely side. So pretty much definitely. I relate to this because I'd never like to be perceived. And I mean, who does, right? But like a way I avoid that is like something in particular that comes to mind, an example. It was a comment on a video like fucking years ago, and it still sticks in my head, where someone was like, I think in the video I was talking about how I used to cheerlead. Mm. And they were like, oh, she's one of those girls. And I'm like, no, no, no. Just because I was a cheerleader does not mean you know anything about me.
Right.
It does not mean I was like the high school baby. Like, no.
Jumping to conclusions is something that you like.
I fucking hate.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a stereotype. I don't think I'm a stereotypical person in any sense, really. And that's why I like this question. I'm a rebel at heart. I refuse to conform. Like, yes, yes, yes. That's also very Aries.
I think for this one, I put in the middle.
Neutral?
Yeah, neutral, because I didn't feel strongly either way about it. I don't think I'm a rebel. Like, I do love falling into, like, not a stereotype. I think I'm looking at it from, like, a different lens than you are. I like to fall into my comfortability. And wherever that lands, I'm just like, okay,
as long as it's comfortable.
Yeah, I don't like push to like rebel by any means.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. I'm sensitive to the emotional energy of others. Being amongst a large group of people zaps my energy and feels overwhelming. Definitely.
I saw that one. And I was like, I know Alex's answer.
Yes. And this is something that I've discovered about myself, I think more so in my early adulthood, probably like 24, 25,
yeah,
right during the pandemic, I realized that I really value my alone time to recharge. And I love being around the people that I love, mm-hmm. but it really does drain me, and not in a negative way. I think I give a lot of my energy to the people around me when I'm in a large group. You only have 100% energy. And when I'm giving it all out, I need that recharge time.
Yeah, that makes sense with your other answer. Generally feeling introverted, like,
right,
you need to charge.
Yeah.
You know my answer on that one.
Never?
Yeah.
I love a hard never?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I've learned that about myself especially through therapy. Like, I feel like the general, at least in the beginning when she didn't know me as well, right? The general advice she'd give me would be like, take time for yourself and da-da-da. And I still do those things. Don't get me wrong. But I think I took it and I ran with that when I was first learning that as like a coping mechanism of just like, you know, self-love and having alone time. And I learned that I was doing it too much.
Did it turn to the point of like isolation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hate this. And then I realized, I'll never forget the therapy appointment too, where I like broke this down to her. It was after, I think maybe we were hosting people, like we had a weekend or whatever. And she's like, how do you feel like, you know, after having so many people over, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I feel great. Like, I feel charged.
Mm.
And she was like, yeah, that might be you. Like, you might just be one of those people where you need your people to feel charged. And
like, they totally give you energy.
Mm-hmm.
I give the group energy. Like, it, yeah, it is the opposite.
I mean, I give the group energy, but it's a constant, like, exchange.
It charges you. It's like an electric thing.
Yeah. Like, literally like,
yeah,
like a wheel. And I think I like it because whenever I'm around our friends, I always am reminded of how fucking cool they are.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, they're my friends. Like, my friends are that cool. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
And then it just like keeps like, that's why I get so charged.
It's like a cycle for you.
Yeah. I love it. Next question. It says, when it comes to dating, I most enjoy the hunt.
Mm.
I said, never.
Never.
I hate dating.
If I have to hunt you, or if I have to like do the chasing, I'm already over it.
I have a little bit in me that will hunt, but like a little bit, and then I'm over it. It's fun for a second, but when I can tell that the other person likes it purely for the hunt and not just to be courted,
right,
then I'm like, oh, I'm not going to play this game with you.
Right. Then it turns into a game.
Yeah.
I like being courted more than I like to court.
Agreed.
So I like the chase towards me.
Yeah.
I will not chase.
No.
I am drawn to ambitious men in positions of power and authority, or those who aspire to such positions. I consider myself a confidant and strategic ally. And I said, definitely. My current boyfriend is a manager at where he works. I love when I go into his place of work and I feel like I'm the girlfriend of the manager. I love feeling like that inferior like relationship to him in his workplace specifically.
Yeah.
It sounds like opposite, but it is very empowering to me. Like I feel like his sidekick.
When you win, I win.
Yes.
Type of thing. Like when
we say that to each other.
Exactly. Like if you were this powerful, like
I'm that powerful
because in my head I'm like, why would you be with me if we weren't exactly alike,
right,
in some type of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I did like second to last. I didn't go pure definitely on that, but I did like second to last.
Second to next, definitely, or yes. Never, closer to never.
Definitely.
Definitely. Right.
Yeah. I same exact reason.
Yeah, I love it.
It's so attractive to me. I mean, it's very much like the standard I have in my men where I love ambition. And like with ambition usually hopefully comes a person who's like yearning to get to the top.
Yes.
I love
it's
that shit.
So hot.
I eat it up. It's the hottest shit in the world. This kind of goes with that question. I'm drawn to older, established men with more experience than I. I prefer being the young spirit in the relationship. I said definitely, but I need to elaborate. Not like hella older. I'm obviously have never been into like an older man. No hate, just not my thing. I've actually only ever been, well, I guess technically with two, but like my recent ex, he was only a few months older than me. And I was even like, I wouldn't even go younger than that. Like,
really?
I want my person to be older than me.
Yeah.
Like at least by a few years.
And like in more life experiences.
Yeah.
Yep. I get that. I see that in you.
Yeah.
I said never for that one because of the young spirit. I want to be like the woman in the relationship. I have the urge to be, and it's kind of like what I said in the last one. Like I look at us at the same level.
Got it.
That's how I like feed the power in the relationship is being at the same level.
I agree. Like I want to see us at the same level. That doesn't mean I want to be like, you're a little like, oh, what do? I don't know how to do anything because you're older than me. But
that's
like,
that's how I interpreted the free spirit, younger self compared to the older. That's just like,
interpretation. Yeah. I didn't see it like that. I see it as like, I see that as like a way to ground them.
Mm.
I guess I'm just going off experience too. Like when someone's so career driven and like, so, you know, like the question said established and blah, 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 like being like, hey, like come back to earth.
Okay.
Let me show you something fun.
Yeah.
Let's go do something fun. Let's go. Like, I like being that.
A little like less of the serious part of life.
I see
that.
Exactly.
I intuitively perceive complex concepts, but I find it difficult to put my thoughts into words. And I put definitely for this one. And I chose this one because I feel like you're the polar opposite. Yep. Like we both perceive complex concepts. That's a hard phrase.
That's a tongue twister.
Perceive complex concepts intuitively and like in the same way. Mm-hmm. But I think you put your thoughts into words better than I can. They're all in there. And mm-hmm. I mull over this shit. Like I'll be thinking about all of this stuff and it's going on in my head, but I just don't have conversations with people about it.
And that's why we have the podcast.
Right. Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, you nailed it. I'm on the other side of that. It's sometimes I even am able to speak things out better than I am feeling them.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Like, and that's the over-intellectualizing problem I have is like, I can like chat it up, analyze it, like read studies about like psychological trends of children of alcoholics. And like, I'll get all into like the words and I could talk about it all day. But then like my therapist will be like, hey, what are you feeling about it? And I'm like, sad.
Like, see, I do the polar opposite. I like, to that example, I'll do the research. I'll take in all this data and like go through the process of analyzing it in my head. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's how I feel about it. But I just don't share it.
No, that's a good point. I guess like we're both still analyzing it, but I have to think out loud.
Oh,
I have to think out loud.
Okay.
And I've always been that way. And you're able to think inside your head.
Yeah.
I can't think inside my head because too I'm already thinking about, I'm thinking about way too much. No, I can't think about all that.
There's no space in there.
It's to the brim. Like I need to buy more storage. But yeah, if I talk it out, then I'm able to kind of start the process. I don't know. We're still trying to learn kind of what I do there, but I think out loud. Next one I screenshotted. I preferred tailored classic clothing that makes me look and feel confident. I said no. Hard no.
Really?
No. When I'm tailored and classic, and this is just me with my own self-expression, I feel boring as fuck.
Okay. I took that as like...
I'm literally in an Argyle sweater.
Right. That's classic. But that's what tailored.
With flames.
I took that more as like silhouette.
Mm.
And I think you like when you wear your what is that? The corset things, I feel like that's when you feel
feminine.
Yeah.
I guess okay, it's totally interpretation of the question.
Yeah.
There's
also a lot of other like versions of this question where you feel most confident in what you wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I related to, I don't know if you felt the same. I did definitely for a lot of them.
I more than one. Yeah. Me too. This one I just screenshotted. I guess I took it a little more literal. I took it as like I thought of Ted Baker.
Right.
Like I thought of like a classic tailored, like going to the Derby. Like,
okay.
I hate that fashion on me. I do not feel good in that fashion at all.
No.
But there,
it's just not our style.
Right. And there was another one that said, I forget the wording, but it said like eclectic yes. funky, like out of the ordinary style. And that was a total definitely for me.
Right.
Like, I love that. Yeah. This one just not for me. No. Not on me. Style-wise. Love it on others. Like on a Sophia Richie. Fuck yeah. Like I love when other people wear it.
Right.
It just doesn't hit on me.
Yeah. I interpreted that one as like silhouette. And when the form fitting... Was that part of this one?
Let me double check. I preferred tailored classic clothing that makes me look and feel confident. No, there was a form-fitting one. Like a feminine.
Maybe I'm thinking of that one.
Yeah. In quotes.
I did definitely for that one as well.
I did. I think I did second to last.
Of never.
Never.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's one that could, obviously it's based on how you interpret it, but I feel like for us, it is kind of all over the place because we do like multiple styles.
Yes.
This one I screenshotted and I relate to it. And I'm going to tell you my answer now is definitely, but the verbiage is a little strong.
So don't take it so literal.
Just don't take it so literal.
Okay.
My partner must be confident and secure or else he will fall in my shadow. I dominate men. I don't necessarily think I dominate men, but I do think if he's not confident and secure in himself, I will overshadow him. And I'll let him fall into the shadows because
I'm not here to build your fucking confidence for you.
That's not my job and it shouldn't be a job in a relationship. I will like uplift you.
Of course.
And I will like me and my boyfriend hype each other up to no ends, but he needs to feel confident in his own self.
Yep.
Or
the foundation.
Else. Yeah. Or else I guess I will dominate.
Dominate.
Yeah.
I said definitely too.
Yeah.
I mean, look at my last relationship.
Right. That was the extreme version of this.
Yes. This next question, it says, I prioritize my relationships with my partner over my relationships with my best girlfriends. I said, never. This might be like kind of pessimistic of me, but I always think about, I mean, there's so many reasons why I nurture my girlfriends, but like, I never want to like have that type of relationship where like if something happens
and I just don't have any
you don't have any fucking friends left because you went and you dove into a relationship and you don't talk to anybody.
Right.
We've all seen it.
For this one, I put in the middle because I didn't like how they said over my relationships with my girlfriends. Now that I'm in this adult relationship, I feel like it is a balancing act.
Yeah.
And it's about finding the like equal, like you could equally nurture relationships with your girlfriends and nurture relationships with your significant other.
100% agreed. I guess me saying no, it didn't mean I'm saying I do girls over the relationship. I just meant I would never put the man before.
Sure.
it's going to be a balance.
Yeah, like you said. It's the balance. So I put in the middle. It also felt balanced for me to put it in the middle.
Yeah, this usually when these type of quizzes have like the spectrum answering system, I usually have a lot of neutrals. I didn't have that many in this, surprisingly.
Oh, I had a lot of neutrals.
I had probably like a handful.
Mm. When I am passionately engaged with a project or a person, I forget about my other responsibilities and commitments. And I said always.
Yep.
I'm tunnel vision deep dive.
Yeah. No, especially if it's a, if it's a person or like a boy.
Yeah.
Like I will get into like just prioritizing, especially in the beginning stages of getting to know someone. Like I want to hang out with them all the time and I want to use my time to be on FaceTime and like talk to them. Yeah, I'm doing that.
I'm so like that. It's truly like a chasing the thrill and like chasing the fleeting feeling, especially to the point of like a new relationship. I feel like I'm still in that. Like it's that pool that you still feel in that. And I will forget about everything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, chase what makes you happy.
If I forgot about it, clearly it wasn't important.
Right.
It's literally like a call, your tax call. Like. No, that's where it
yeah. depends. Like, if shit's scheduled, I'm doing it.
I'm not going to do that. But, like, yeah, I will be a little more, like, lenient in the clouds. With stuff.
Like, when we first moved to New York, we prioritized going out and enjoying the city because it was a fleeting feeling of being in a new city and experiencing new things with your best friend for the first time. And we definitely prioritized that over some things that we knew needed to get
getting
done.
A coffee table.
Right. Our apartment was unfurnished for the first 6 months.
It was
because
so bad.
Let's go out. Spending money on going out rather than getting a couch or a coffee table.
Yeah. Don't learn from us.
No.
Next one. I'm so connected to my inner world, thoughts, dreams, and fears that my emotions overwhelm me. I said, definitely. Mm-hmm. I just live up in my head like no other. I figured we'd be on the same page here.
100%. My thoughts are.
That's all I got.
All I got. I avoid confrontation and competition at all costs. I float above the fray. Absolutely, definitely.
You went full def?
Yeah.
I said full never. That's so funny.
So definitely.
That's so crazy we're friends.
Right? I think that's why we're friends.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. But
God.
Any like debacle we've had is around that and like me needing to be more gentle and then like me being like, hey, you need to see how you feel and you being like, give me a sec. Like
it's a lot of work.
It's like,
and I think we're finding the middle ground.
100%. I'm just saying any time that we have had something, that's always the root of
that.
It.
Yes.
Because that's where we're so polar
opposite.
An Aries and a Virgo.
Let it go.
Literally.
That's all I say.
Yeah. I'll let it go
later.
Once I get my word in.
Yep.
This next one, I screenshotted because it was just so perfect. Preparing meals for others gives me tremendous satisfaction. My kitchen is my sanctuary. And I said, definitely.
I said, never.
I knew you would.
I was actually, when we were taking the quiz, I was going to read that one out loud.
Yeah.
I just knew that question was for you.
I like, I got excited.
Yep, I knew it.
I was like,
never.
And like in relationships, like, oh my God, I love waking up with my man and being like, what do you want for breakfast? And like immediately going to get in the kitchen and like, don't come, like you sit or like you start your morning and I will bring you your shit. Like only when it comes to food, I'm like that. Like, I want to be like, let me feed you. Something about feeding people is
you're nurturing.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
you're hungry and this is going to give you energy. And like,
I feel like that's very the mother of you.
The mother.
I'm the opposite. My boyfriend's well versed in the kitchen, and I'm like, ooh, wait on me. He knows how to cook, so I'm like, you do it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna fight for it.
Or you guys postmate.
Yeah, as every couple does. But right. Like, as far as who's the one in the kitchen, it's him.
You don't care to do it.
No,
that's okay. You found your balance.
Yeah, I don't mind.
It doesn't fucking matter.
I don't care.
Gotta be in there.
I have no desire to be in the kitchen. This next one, this will be the last one that we read. I screenshotted this because this has just been on the forefront of my standards going into, or I guess coming out of my previous long-term relationship. And I feel like we could agree on this one. My ideal partner is independent and allows me to maintain a strong identity outside of the relationship. And I put definitely.
Definitely.
This was the biggest lesson that I learned from my previous long-term relationship, because one of the most like negative parts of that relationship and a big reason why we just weren't for each other was because we got lost in the relationship and we literally morphed into one person. And it's just, like I said, it's on the forefront of my standards and it's something that I will never waver from moving forward.
Same exact answer. The way I learned that though, and giving credit where credit's due, Scott, he made that a standard for me because he did it.
Right.
Because I just remember always being so like empowered by him. And like, if I put on like a, you know, an outfit I've never worn before, that's a style that I don't usually do. He's like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, that's cool.
Right.
Like he was so like,
encouraging
and like would empower like anything new or me being creative and expressing myself. It was never like, whoa, what are you doing? Like you never do that. It was always like, oh sick.
Yeah.
Like run it. You want to dye your hair green? Like go ahead. Like, yeah. And that became a standard for me because it
absolutely.
Was, it felt so good.
It's the empowering part of it.
Absolutely. Okay. Now for our answers. I'm like really nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't looked at them. Are we going to swipe over on three?
Yeah, we'll click it on three. But so it gives you a breakdown. I know this because I'm sure you saw it too. It gives you a breakdown of the different archetypes and then a percentage of which one.
Oh, I didn't.
It's like
that.
A breakdown of percentages per archetype.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't give you, maybe it does give you one title, but it does show you what percentage you are of the others as well.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go over our results with you guys now.
The results are a little.
It's confusing. If you take the test.
Maybe try and
follow. Okay. So if your lover archetype is active, meaning you got over 70% of it, then that activates these secondary archetypes and you're able to find which one you relate to most. Does that make
perfectly
sense? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we're going to go down the list of our percentages for you guys. Should we do one by one or should we just go down the list of highest to lowest?
Highest to lowest.
Okay. So my highest at 78.1% was the Mystic. And then the next one with 77.14% was the Maiden. At 71.43% is the Lover. 66.6% was the Huntress. 63.81% was the Sage. And then at 48.5% was the Queen.
Little baby, you're a princess.
Yeah, I'm a princess.
You're
not a
queen, you're a princess. Okay, my number one with 83.81% was the Lover.
Wow.
Number two, the Maiden. I think that was yours too.
Yes.
That was 79.05. Number three, the Mother, 69.52. Number four had... two that were equal, like a tied. Number four is the Mystic and the Huntress, both at 63.81%. Number five is the Queen, 60.95%. And number six is the Sage at 54.29%.
Wow. It's interesting because the Huntress for you and the Mystic for you were the same number, right?
Yes.
And for me, the Mystic was my highest and the Huntress was my like mid one, my second to lowest.
Yeah.
So drastically different for me, but equal for you.
I didn't think my Lover would be that high.
Yeah. I wonder. So after you find your highest one, you then that will identify your secondary archetype, which is what we're going to let you know now. And then since Lover was your first archetype, it leads you to your second highest, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Yes.
So since the Lover was my dominant and the Maiden was my second, it says that I'm the ingenue. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, you guys.
Spell it out.
I-N-G-E-N-U-E. Ingenue.
That sounds right.
Ingenue. Whatever. I'm the Marilyn Monroe one.
Love that.
And you know what's crazy? When I was looking at, like when we were saying like which ones we think we'd be, I consciously looked at that and I was like, I wish I was that.
Whoa.
I was like, I feel like Leanna's Marilyn Monroe. Like that's just so crazy.
Right.
And even honestly reading, like looking at this, like I still don't think I'm anything like her, but who knows?
So the Maiden was your second?
The Maiden was my second.
That was also my second.
So are we the same thing?
No, because my first wasn't the Lover.
Oh, got it. It says that I'm also Rihanna.
Hey. Okay. So since my dominant archetype was the mystic, I am the enigma.
Enigma.
Like Hollywood icon Greta Garbo was the ultimate enigma. I don't know who Greta Garbo is.
I don't either.
Let me look up a picture or see like
it's you.
Her vibe. She's an early golden era actress.
Actress.
We both have actresses.
Yeah. She has a melancholic, somber persona, and her films portray tragic characters and her subtle, understated performances.
You should watch one of her movies.
I will. Oh my God, her birthday is September 18th.
That's crazy. Wait, will you look up Marilyn Monroe's?
June 1st.
Gemini. Link's birthday is June 10th.
She died August 4th. Your mom's
That's
birthday.
That's my mom's birthday.
Mama.
And then she was reincarnated to my mom and then she raised me. No. Marilyn Monroe and my mom is nothing alike.
Well.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe in their dark feminine ways.
Yeah.
We won't get into that.
So no. Okay, now we're going to go into the deep dive of each of our types.
It says, your potential to captivate. Mine says, it could be the wiggle in your walk.
Yeah.
Is it the wiggle in my walk that people
like? Yeah.
The impish sparkle in your eyes or your rock and roll lifestyle. Whatever your signature trait may be, your natural unaffected charm makes men swoon. With the magnetic lover as your dominant archetype, you possess an uninhibited sensuality. Your secondary archetype, the maiden, imparts a lifelong effervescence.
You're throwing an extra N in there.
What is wrong with me?
Effervescence.
No.
Kristen, look at my mouth. Effervescence.
Yes. Oh, okay. Effervescence.
This whole time I'm wrong.
Fuck. Okay. And receptive spirit. Together, the juxtaposition of womanly sex appeal and girlish innocence tantalizes your admirers. What do you think?
Let me see.
What? I just read it.
No, it's a picture. I want to read that last sentence.
Oh, I can read it.
Okay.
Your secondary archetype, the maiden, imparts a lifelong effervescence and receptive spirit. Together, the juxtaposition of womanly sex appeal and girlish innocence tantalizes your admirers.
True. I think that's the same thing where you talk about, like, you still embody, like, womanhood and your nurturing and mothering side, but you still pull out, like, the childlike, like, playfulness of people.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I see that.
Good. I want to be that.
Yeah.
Thank God. Consider Marilyn Monroe's voluptuous curves in her signature walk, both a contrast to her breathy baby doll voice and exaggerated naivete.
Let me see. Naivety?
Yes. Or consider pop star Rihanna's brazen sex appeal with her devil may care attitude. She resembles a rebellious teenage girl, dark, spontaneous, open and liable to do or say anything. In the art of seduction, such a paradox is irresistible. Maiden women are tasked with evolving into the mature aspect of their archetype. You appeal to a man's procreative and paternal instincts, stimulating both his libido and his inner protector. You also give men the emotional spice and unpredictability they crave.
Wow.
I need someone to confirm this.
Who are you hitting up? It also shows you other like famous characters that you relate to. And in my pop culture is Sabrina Claudio.
Ooh.
And on television is Phoebe Buffay.
That is so cool, Alex.
I could cry.
That is so validating.
Wow.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is so fucking cool.
Mine is the girl in the 7-year itch. I don't know what that is.
Isn't that a baseball movie?
No, I'm thinking seventh inning stretch.
Okay, I'm going to dive into my potential to captivate. You project a zen-like, earthy soulfulness that is positively magnetic.
Virgo.
Yes. At first glance, you may seem aloof or even quirky due to your reclusive, often spiritual personality, but you are neither cold nor narcissistic. Ruled by the mystic archetype, you focus your emotions inward. You crave neither fame nor constant attention. Spiritual fulfillment and inner peace are your highest priorities. You yearn to feel connected to something greater. You don't need validation, attention, competition, or connection to make you feel whole. You may even flee those things for the comfort of solitude.
Whoa.
You are content within yourself, and that extreme self-possession is your most attractive quality. You are comforting, grounding energy. You make your lover feel seen and heard in a way that the rest of the world cannot. In her autobiography, My Art, My Life, Mexican artist Frida Kahlo's description of her lover, artist Diego Rivera, an otherwise comely man, 20 years her senior, is positively breathtaking. It's as if the beauty of his soul overrides any of his corporate flaws. In spite of their monumental love, Frida and Diego opened an open marriage long before that term even entered the popular vernacular, an extreme example of the enigma's ability to love with a light grip. I don't relate to that part.
I was just going to ask you if you'd ever be open to that.
No, I'm monogamous through and through. You keep a part of you just for yourself. A man never feels he has figured you out, hence you forever remain an enigma. Into your mystery, a man may fall, hoping to find his redemption in the solution.
Wow.
Besides that little Frida Kahlo blip, this feels fully me.
Heard. Like, even me listening to it, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Ooh! And, like, I feel confident, and that's me.
I don't feel confident in mine.
Why?
Because, especially hearing yours, yours is so you. Mine sucks. No,
it doesn't.
Mine, yeah, it does. And see, you're lying through your teeth.
No, I'm not.
Guys, admit it. I suck.
Stop.
No,
I think I yours is you.
I don't think it is.
You even said you wish that was you.
I wish.
But it is.
It's a test. I don't know. It says voluptuous curves. I'm still thinking about that one.
That's super literal. It's like take what resonates, leave what doesn't.
Thank you. I'm still working on effervescence. Right. No, yeah, yours is so you.
Yeah, this does really feel like me.
Yeah. The earthy thing and like not finding
the solitude in my like independence.
Yeah, not needing all like this other exterior validation.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Stop. I'm fucking with you. Okay, the next category the next headline, like
description,
subject section it gives is your anti-seductive qualities.
Ruh-roh.
Anti-seductive, so I'm ugly. mine says, in their child or core state, woman influenced by the maiden archetype can be so receptive that they can be malleable. There's no you.
Malleable?
Whatever. and prone to codependent relationships.
There you go.
Yeah, no, mine's just like me. What are you guys talking about?
There's your validation.
That's crazy. In the worst way possible. Like, thanks, fucking BuzzFeed quiz. I know I'm codependent. Okay. With maturity, they learn to assert their identity and desires, and their receptiveness evolves into higher levels of intuition, emotional depth, and creativity. This feminine journey will play out again and again in the lives of a maiden woman until they evolve. Though some never do. We discuss it at length in the Maiden Masterclass. Okay, so that was just total plug for them. This is very much the past few years of my life.
Yeah, I was going to say, and we literally had this conversation on the couch a couple nights ago. Your spirituality, whoever is
just running the show,
constantly shows you the lessons that you need to learn until you're forced to learn it. And that's quite literally what that just said.
Yep. That's so crazy. And that's what I'm feeling right now. Like,
you're breaking out of the mold
completely and like breaking through and like learning from these codependent relationships in my life, both platonic and romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Over these past few years, my intuition has gotten even stronger because of it. And it literally says like levels of intuition will rise if I do it.
You do the work.
It says, in their queen state, they can be, what is this word?
Mercurial,
mystical, and deeply connected to their emotions. Consider Marilyn's darker side, the private anguish and depression that haunted her off screen.
Sick.
Ironically, that touch of madness added to her allure. The actress never fully learned to cope with her dark side, but most maidens, as they mature, reconcile both aspects of their personality, a breakthrough that usually follows a significant physical or psychological loss.
I hate this. Bible.
Until you evolve, your frank sexuality and receptive energy will be a blessing and a curse. Fucking hell. Men will be drawn to your vulnerability and authenticity. Your lack of defenses will put them at ease, but you may be attracted to dark, emotionally unavailable, or even abusive men. And in parentheses, it says, consider Rihanna's relationship with Chris Brown. I've never been hit. I'm just putting that out there. I've never been hit. And you will struggle with boundaries.
Sick.
Love addiction and codependent behavior is also common with this combination. Regardless of where you are in your journey, your natural sensuality is the essence of your charm. I'm done with this.
Is that actually the end?
It's literally the end.
Okay. Take the quiz because I feel like it's very true.
This is crazy.
Let's hear it. Okay. Here's my anti-seductive qualities.
It's like, she's perfect. You can do no wrong.
No way. Watch. Okay.
It's like, you might be friends with someone like Marilyn Monroe.
Your deep internal focus can be at odds with developing your full sensuality and creativity. It's particularly hard for you to awaken the naturally magnetic, sensual energy of the lover. You may live in your head at the expense of full body consciousness, which also compromises both your sensuality and sexuality. Your self-sufficiency and introverted nature can easily leave you lonely and closed off from deep connection and attraction.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine, Alex.
No, that's true, though, because I've talked about this. I think I talked to this probably about a year ago, where I struggled with the fine line of my introvertedness and then isolation.
Yeah.
And that was a big struggle for me, and it was a lot of hard work to break out of.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's definitely
valid. Accurate. Very accurate.
I hated this.
Stop it.
I hated this because of how true it was, and it just sucks to hear.
I don't know if it's the quiz or we just happen to like type in all the right answers. I think it was accurate.
It was.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I will say it, like, it holds a mirror, good or bad.
Yes. Definitely take this quiz.
Yeah.
But
don't take it if you don't want to face the facts, is what I'm saying.
In that case, take it. If you right. don't want to face a lot the of facts, people you need to fucking wake up and face the facts. I'm just still scrolling through this right now. It's just crazy. It's just crazy.
It's just crazy accurate.
I couldn't even read half the words.
I will say you're on the other side of it. I think it gave the definition of like what you've struggled through.
Yes, that I can relate to.
And like, thank God you're not still in that place, because I think then it would be a more.
Yeah, I don't know. Did I not say I hate being perceived? And this is literally what this quiz just did to me.
Yeah.
It just literally told me everything I already know, but I don't want to hear it again.
Yeah.
I had to live it.
Yeah.
But now it's out there for millions of people. I got to, I don't know, read about Marilyn Monroe a little bit more or something.
Yeah. And I'm going to watch that actress. Who's Annie Hall?
Oh, she sounds familiar.
That's mine in film. Oh, whoa. Greta Garbo, that old Hollywood actress, she was quoted saying, I never said I want to be alone. I only said I want to be left alone. There's all the difference.
Wow. That like wraps it up for you.
I could cry. I like, those are my words.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It says on television, Kelly Bundy, Married with Children. I've heard of Married with Children, but I don't know who that is.
Annie Hall?
No, Kelly Bundy is mine.
Oh. Married with Children.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound familiar?
It's like a show. It's like an older show, right?
Yeah. That and then the girl and this girl, the 7-year itch. I don't know. Maybe I need to watch that too.
She's cute. She looks seductive.
She looks like a witch. I'm okay with that. That's like the best part of this quiz.
Yeah.
All seriousness, I'm still reading this last paragraph of my anti-seductive qualities, and I genuinely am like, what's up? It's talking about Marilyn Monroe and her dark side, and it says, the actress never fully learned to cope with her dark side, but most maidens, as they mature, reconcile both aspects of their personality, a breakthrough that usually follows a significant physical or psychological loss. What am I going to lose? Like, this scares me. Like, what is it saying?
I think...
I don't understand.
When I interpret, that in the form of your life, I think it's the relationship you just went through. Like, I think that's the loss. I don't think you're, like...
Physical loss?
I think it's an emotional loss.
And psychological, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I interpret it.
And like, to that point, I also had a big breakthrough after my grandma died.
Yeah. And I think these breakthroughs are... Go ahead.
Sorry. And that's like what we were saying the other night. I feel like the universe gives me lessons in catastrophic ways only.
Right.
It's never these like little...
And those little are the breakthroughs boops. That's talking about. Is okay, the lessons that need to be taught for you to like break your cycles. It feels like your common theme here is like, an example, the cycle of codependency. And you broke through that with your past relationship.
And my mom.
Yeah. And that would like, that was a loss that you shed something. I don't think it means a technical loss.
See, I'm over here like,
I think it's a shedding of something.
Yeah.
And you shed something that forced you to learn the lesson of your codependency.
That I did.
Yeah. This is a great thing.
Things I did.
That part.
Wowee.
I like this quiz.
Yeah, this is great. Definitely take it. I'm going to send this to every woman I know.
Yes.
I think every woman should take this quiz. What would happen if a man took it? It would glitch.
Malfunction. Yeah, we should send it in our group chat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the girlies.
We will link the quiz down below for you guys. It's womanlovepower.com.
Love that.
That's
womanlovepower.com.
That they do. Yeah, that's all we have for you guys today, though. I'm a little drained, to say the least. I think I need to go watch a Marilyn Monroe documentary or something.
No.
See, and I'm going to like...
Don't.
I'm going to lean into like my dark side.
I don't want you to deep dive into this, Kristen. I don't want
I'm
you,
going to.
I don't want you to.
I
don't think you should.
I'm going
to. I don't want you to really... Don't take this to heart. I'm going to. I already have. This is not your identity.
You know what's crazy? The other day, a Marilyn Monroe TikTok was on my TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe you're her reincarnated.
You think?
I don't know. I love that smile that you do where you smile really big, but you lower your eyebrow. And I swear you look like a different person. You know what I mean?
I do it when I like... don't mean happiness behind the smile. I mean, like, it's an ironic smile.
Yeah, but it's something you do with your eyebrows that...
I feel like I can't force it.
No. All right, guys, go take this quiz.
We said that so many times.
It's good. It's a good Monday morning assignment.
No, it's not. Take it. Actually, it is very Monday vibes. Yeah. Take it on Monday. Get out of the way. Have a good rest of your week. If you're listening on Spotify, make sure you rate us 5 stars, please, and leave us a review. A nice one would be good. We're a little vulnerable right now.
Super.
Thank you. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and turn on your notifications.
And leave comments.
Leave a cute little comment.
Beep, and beep, like boop, it. Boop. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Thumbs down. Whatever you're feeling.
No.
Whatever you're feeling.
Whatever mood you're in.
Yeah, don't lend me thumbs on this video.
And again, we have a Patreon. So if you want to tune in every Friday, we have exclusive content there. We typically do an episode that pertains to Monday's episode, or we'll throw in a vlog. Like I said, we did a vlog last week and it seemed like a lot of our Patreon listeners loved it. So we're going to do more vlogs going forward.
Absolutely. What should we do? What should we have people send in for Patreon this week?
I want you guys
to take the test.
Yeah. Please take the test. Let us know what you got. Let us know how you perceived our results.
Don't perceive me.
Come on.
Yeah, you could perceive me.
Perceive our results. And if you think it's accurate to us, and because I feel like that's a whole other like third lens that wasn't taken account of, accounted for, whatever.
And all jokes aside, I do trust what you guys have to say, because this isn't just us having a podcast about hoopla. Like, we say some vulnerable shit. You guys know us better than some of the people in our personal lives.
Right. So I feel like
the shit we share. So
you guys have probably calculated your own archetype for us
right.
in general. So let's just chat about it.
Chit chat and
chat.
Shoot, chat, shoot, shoot.
And as always, if you are on Patreon and you didn't necessarily have an answer for Monday's episode, send in anything that you need advice on, and we do general questions as well.
It's always open. Mm-hmm. And then can I shameless plug myself real quick?
Yeah, do it.
Thank you very much. My name is Kristen and I have my own YouTube channel, and I told myself I'm going to be posting once a week consistently on my channel and a TikTok every single day.
Love it. I love your little TikTok everyday things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You benefited from the one yesterday. You got a strawberry. You got a chocolate cucumber strawberry.
You got a strawberry.
You're like a dog.
Yeah. I gave you a berry. I sent you an idea for another one though.
I don't know if I could do that. I could do it with another.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Yeah, though, but I'm just telling, I got a lens out for ideas.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And if you guys, if there's anything specific you guys want to see on my TikTok, please, always open to ideas. But I'm feeling very creative and inspired right now, and it feels good.
Good.
And I am going to go watch Marilyn Monroe.
No, we should watch Vanderpump.
Ooh, I want Lisa Vanderpump to take this quiz.
Yes.
Do you think we can contact her?
I think there's ways.
If there's a will, there's way.
There's will. If she would never take us seriously.
She'd be like, girls, you keep me young.
I want her to take it really bad. I want a lot of people to take this quiz. Okay, guys.
Let's send it to our moms.
Yeah, my mom will take it.
Yeah, my mom will take it. I'll send it to Monica too. Okay.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Have a good week.
Bye. Bye.